and legislation standards. All homes must have photoelectric interconnected smoke alarms in every bedroom and hallway by the 1st of January in 2027. However, national company Smoke Alarm Solutions found that around 70 to 80% of owner-occupied homes are still not meeting this standard, and they have less than a year to fulfill them. Marique Oliver Nelson, National Sales Manager, said, "People think they're compliant because they've got one or two smoke alarms, but that's just not the case. Most homes need far more than that." This legislation was already introduced a decade ago for rental properties. Remaining owner-occupied homes like caravans and motorhomes will now have to catch up as time is running out.
More than $170,000 in donations has been given to Queensland state politicians from developers with state-tied projects. Following laws banning developer donations to political parties being overturned in March by the Liberal National Party, investigations have looked into donors linked to developers with projects under the Government Agency of Economic Development Queensland. Experts warn that even small donations have previously exerted influence in the high-risk property sector. Centre for Public Integrity Research Director Gabrielle Appleby said that developers operate in a policy area where they are frequently seeking preferential decisions from government and government agencies about their commercial interests. A large quantity of the donations have been observed to go to the LNP. The Labour Party's division bank accounts have also taken developer money, but the party claims this is for federal purposes.
In national news, South Australian Liberal Senator Andrew McLaughlin has condemned his own party, raising deep concerns that the Coalition's new immigration policy would cause damage among diaspora communities. Under the new policy, taxpaying permanent migrants will have to become citizens to access welfare payments. Senator McLaughlin said restricting certain benefits to citizens raised an intrinsic question about the nature of citizenship, and that it seems coalition policy is now that we will have two types of community members. Despite both paying taxes and contributing to the wealth of the nation, only one class has access to certain benefits.
Also in national news, a Victorian mother and daughter duo made an unexpected scientific discovery on a bushwalk in Red Cliffs. Judy Allen, a resident of Mildura, took her camera on a bushwalk with her daughter last February. During her time in Redcliffe, she took a seemingly nondescript photo of an antlion she found, posting it on the community website iNaturalist. As an expert informed Allen, the antlion in question was in fact the Mammalian houstoni, an insect that until then had never been officially photographed in the wild. Not to be outdone, daughter Triona also managed to snap a photo of the same bug in a different location. While the Mammalian houstoni has been found across the country, CSIRO Project Manager of Biodiversity Initiatives, Cameron Slater, says that its only official photos ever existed in museums. Slater also went on to cite the power of citizen scientists, contributing roughly 70% of the 180 million records in the Atlas of Living Australia.
In international news, China has banned exports of sulfuric acid following supply chain disruptions linked to the war in the Middle East. The move comes amid pressures on supply of the chemical after conflict in the Middle East disrupted sulfur shipments through the Strait of Hormuz earlier this year. While the impacts are expected to be spread across multiple industries, analysts say battery supply chains and fertilizer manufacturing could be among the most exposed, along with smaller manufacturers and regional industries operating on tighter margins as prices rise. Marina Zhang from the University of Technology Sydney's Australia-China Relations Institute said the reported restrictions highlighted how dependent countries such as Australia remain on a global processing and manufacturing networks. Although Australia has abundant mineral resources, much of the downstream processing capability remains concentrated offshore.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is, surprise, wet. It's still raining. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. And there's no fire danger, of course, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.